What is a familiar spirit? I don't know. You know, people got together and decided to make things official by using words. You know, I don't know. I see people do these paranormal things on TikTok, and I'm like, do they know what they're doing? Like, when it comes to spiritual beings, from my experience, it's just like the Ghostbusters, except we don't have Egon and Ray and, you know, Winston and Peter, yeah. We don't have those guys. We don't have Annie Potts as our secretary. We don't even have priestly robes and crosses and holy water. I got the blood. And I don't like people messing with my life. Like, I've had some peaceful spirits. Like, there's someone here living the same time in this house with me. They're scared. I think they were scared of me. But now we all just live in here. We understand. We know. We all live in different realms. We can't see each other. So in my situation, this is why my room stays the way it does. Because the other me, we all move the same. She is still going through this life that I am currently still looking at and sitting in. I am so far gone that I live in my own dreams, in my own past, in my own future. I don't even exist for real. Somehow I was able to go, and of course, this sounds like I'm just talking, but this is me, and it hurts to be called a lie. It hurts to be called a lie. Like, all these people get sensitive, and yes, I'm about to talk about y'all. Forgive me with your humanness, but you act like you don't have an identity, white person. You have everything that you need to be a survivor. I grew up in a middle-class family and knew for a fact that I could possibly be homeless by this age. Not because I wasn't intelligent or not because I couldn't make money. It was designed that way. I had a teacher come up to me and tell me that my daughter didn't make it on one cent because everybody's not supposed to, even though she was in the top three of the school and the nation. Like, well, maybe top 10 of the nation, but I'm pretty sure it was not below that. That's a super fact. But yet, in the city, they dropped her from the list. She was one of the only black children. And then when she did get into the program, because, you know, people are dumb, and I didn't know because I'm not from here, they bullied her brain into realizing that she didn't belong there. And she lost all hope. That was third grade. And then, of course, you know, their officials say, well, that has nothing to do with life. They should all just not ever be able to work with children. I've said this before. We're so tired of these white women not understanding. They're white. Wake up, dummy. Going to college is not going to help you understand people. You still stupid. Like, I have this teacher named Miss Newman. She was a white lady, very intelligent woman. And she used to wear blue suits all the time. Same exact suit. Crisp. But then there was this other woman, super bitch, white woman, of course. There were only a few black teachers when my mom was in there. And she was racist. Now, everybody knew me. I went to the middle school across the street. I would walk across, and I would go be with my mom for the last couple of classes because, for some reason, back then, the middle school got out before the high school. So I walk over there. Sometimes I go in the teacher's lounge because my mom would leave me a sandwich. Everybody knew me. This woman harassed me for the whole year I was in middle school before we moved. To the point where I started being just like the other kids. Now, maybe not as loud and disrespectful, but a damn sure went at her a couple of times. She eventually lost her job. And she got a retail job. And me and my mom saw her. And she was so happy to see us. And I'm like, why? You know, and I think it's because she, seeing us, she knew she had maybe got a second chance. She wasn't going to stay in hell. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, bitch, you still in hell. Hell is where you reside. You know what I'm saying? That's where you reside. Do you not understand when y'all force death on people, or when you force pain on people, when death is misunderstanding? That's what happens when people start to die. And I don't mean like, oh, they've got an internal disease because they ate something, or somebody stabbed them. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about when you kill somebody's spirit and they start to die. See, niggas, I've been walking dead for years because of people like her. And y'all want to act like things were smoothed over because people die? Oh, no. Y'all ain't listening. Check out my YouTube. We are Native Americans, right? So there's a problem here. Considering that this is America. And I'm from Virginia. Yeah. So we have a lot of things to work out. President Joe Biden. President Donald J. Trump. And weird-ass Mike Pence. I'm sorry, Mike. You've been coming up in my mind way too much for it not to be you. So I got a problem with you and your whole family. Trust and believe. If you are a Christian, this world should have been a lot different. Opening the gates of hell is a hard thing to do. And that's what had to happen because of you. Amen? Okay. Opening the gates of hell is really hard to do. But Jesus came in and opened it. Ooh, ooh. And I'm telling you, ooh, I'm telling you, ooh. Jesus came through, ooh. Jesus came through. But y'all mad. Oh, you mad, mad, mad. Oh, you mad. Cause they thought they were in heaven. Now they sad, sad, sad. Y'all been dealing with the devil, ha, ha, ha. Oh, oh, you been dealing with the devil. Oh, 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 oh. But that was just part of the show. Yeah, I'm sick and tired of these people doing this. Like, now that I've gone through it and I see what they do to people to get them to think that they're crazy if they won't die, is unacceptable. And there is no death, bitch. Do y'all understand? Now I see why men become boxers and women become kick fighters and boxers. Like, men do Muay Thai too. I'm saying everybody that does it, okay, God bless you. But I understand. That's what I'm saying. I understand. I understand. Because I want to box the shit out of every last one of these politicians. They sitting there smiling, going to weddings and shit. I say cancel every holiday, every event, anything. Except for children's events. Parents should have their parenting places. I don't want to see no rich person smiling out there with their money. But you know what? God is good. Because you know what's going to happen to these rich people? I wish nothing on them. I just don't want them out here trying to make other people bad. Look, people, if y'all understand how trifling rich people can be, their shit stink just as bad as yours. And their food is probably just as bad, too, because their friends cheat them just as much, charging them $1,000 for something that we can get for $2 at the dollar store. Let's laugh at the crowd. They're really not that smart. They just got lucky with their money, or they work with the devil. Let's be real. The devil is politics and government. They love that shit, okay? So, article, whatever, I don't give a shit. It happened in 1982. They decided to make the Word of God the official book of the United States, the end. So that means technically I'm more in charge than the fucking Pope. Why do you keep allowing these people to come in? I'm gonna talk like this for the rest of my life. And my life is forever. So I don't know what y'all think you doing. But I'm going to tell you something. While y'all talk, all Ethel's there. And the Lord came down and the steps fall open. Let me tell you something. Shut up. Everybody shut up. I want all of you preachers to shut up. I want you to shut up. I started telling y'all niggas to shut up when I was a little girl. I was born and I said, shut up, niggas. And niggas kept talking. I said, shut up, niggas. And I told my mom and daddy, these niggas keep talking. Shut up, niggas. They didn't take me to the doctor. They said I was dreaming. I was too. Shut up, niggas. So now I am 41. Shut up, niggas.
Wondering why no one was taking me, seriously. Oh well, I see. I've been taking all my breaths for too long, and secret. Oh, my love.